Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and back with us again is the incredible John Voight. This guy just will not stop working. I mean, he's working all the time. John, how you doing?
That's funny. Listen, he will not stop working. When is he going to stop working?
Well, I mean, now, if I have this right, you just turned 85 last month, right?
Yes, I did.
All right. And, you're in a new movie called The Painter. You get two movies in post-production, including Reagan with her buddy Dennis Quaid. I mean, you just don't slow down.
Yeah, well, I have been working very, very, consistently over the last couple of years, and I'm very grateful for that, you know.
Absolutely.
To be able to be active, especially during the COVID time, you know.
Yeah.
During that time.
I mean, we loved you so much in Ray Donovan. You played Mickey. What a great character that was.
Yeah. Yeah, I was very fortunate to be able to do something at that late time in my career, to grab something that ran for 7 years. It was pretty amazing.
It's incredible. Incredible.
Yeah.
And now you're in a movie called The Painter. It's in select theaters now, available to buy on digital pretty soon here. And this is another, you're a tough guy, right?
Well, yes, I would have to say it's one of those guys, yeah. But it's a kind of a tricky thing. It's a fun film. And I don't want to say too much about the character I played, but because it's a whodunit in some ways, and it's an action thriller. But so you don't want to spoil it for people. But anyway, yeah, I have I play a former head of the CIA. So that's I'll give you that.
You're in this with Charlie Weber and also a young lady, Madison Bailey, who looks like she's tremendous in this thing.
She is. She's great. She's a wonderful actress, and Charlie's great too. I mean, Charlie did some. Was great in the action stuff. There's a lot of great action stuff in this film, and he was very capable of doing all of this stuff. So these two actors were fun to work with.
Talking to John Voight here in the National Defense, and John, I know last time with our audience of active duty military veterans and their families, we talked about your Academy Award winning role as a paraplegic Vietnam War veteran Luke Martin in the great war film Coming Home. Did you have any veterans in your family?
I had my uncle. I had two uncles that were in World War II. So I did have that connection. And my parents were very patriotic guys.
Yeah,
thank God.
Your dad was a professional golfer. Is that true?
Yeah, he was, but he had an accident when he was 18 years old. He was one of these phenoms coming up, and then he had this accident outside Chicago after a tournament. And five players in a car,
oh, wow.
And then somebody came across the line and hit them head on from the other lane. And he developed some problems with his back from that and wasn't able to play on the tour again. So,
wow.
So he had a tragedy, but he never spoke about it. He was a tremendous guy, my dad. Really a wonderful guy.
Right.
So anyway,
that sounds like a movie. That sounds like a movie. Did you play golf too?
I did. Yeah, I was pretty good. I wasn't bad. Pretty good when I was young. Of course, I have an affection for Donald Trump's golf. He's a pretty good golfer.
Is that right?
What's that?
Is he good?
Oh, yeah, he's good. Yeah, he's a good golfer. And he takes it seriously, too. But he was a pretty good athlete. Did you ever see him throw the ball in? They have the president throw the ball in for the first game of the season or whatever
right.
It is.
Yeah, the first pitch?
Right? Yeah. And you should look it up because he throws that ball. I'm telling you, he was a baseball player in college, But I mean, he throws that ball, boy, he's zinged it in. I mean, it was fun to watch it. He's an interesting guy. You know, he's a good athlete.
You know, we're based in Kansas City, Missouri, so maybe the Royals should look at him.
Yeah. Well, it was a strike. I'm telling you, it's really interesting. You know, because you think the guy you root for the president who walks out on that mound, which is a big deal.
You know,
the mound's maybe 2-3 feet. Above the rest of the ground, so it's a very different thing to throw from that to the catcher. It's quite a distance, right?
Yeah.
So you see these presidents, and they're not all athletically gifted people,
right?
You know?
Right.
Some of them are quite silly, you know, but they worry about it. You know, how am I going to do? You know, because anybody can make a wrong move or whatever and throw the ball away or, you know, something else. But
have you ever thrown out the first pitch?
No, I've never been asked to do it. I'd be scared to do it, but I would probably, you know, warm up a couple of days before, you know, just test out my arm after all this time, you know.
Yeah.
But it was really fun to watch that. That was really fun.
Which other president threw out a great first pitch was George W. Bush.
He made a strike for sure.
He did. He did make a strike. And it's funny that your new movie is called The Painter, because we had George W. Bush on this show when he released his first book of paintings, and he painted.
He's a good painter.
He's a good painter.
He has a nice style. It's a quite nice thing. And he did that thing about the vets.
Yeah.
He did a lot of photo pictures of the vets. Great. It was terrific. Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. That was very cool. Talking to Oscar winner John Voight here on the National Defense and his new movie, The Painter. And were you aware, John, that there is a documentary about your groundbreaking movie that you were in about Midnight Cowboy?
Yeah, I was aware of it, yeah.
Yeah.
I was interviewed for it, and then they put it in the picture, too. So
what, you know, yeah. I didn't realize this until I was looking back at it. You know, you play Joe Buck in this movie, and then it was also the only X-rated movie that ever got the Oscar for Best Picture. That's incredible.
Right. Yeah, well, it was a groundbreaking film. I was proud of the film. I think the film had a lot to say, and the Catholic Church amazingly made a statement about its humanitarian aspect, its humanity, and gave it a great review. And I think it had something to do with. I mean, that imprimatur of the Catholic Church with that movie seems like incredibly crazy, but I think it was appropriate, actually. There's something in the film it's something about humanity that struck in that film that is important, I think.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that comes through in all of your roles, too, John. I mean, you know, whether it's Deliverance, whether it's Midnight Cowboy, Coming Home. I mean, you bring that kind of humanity to it. And one of those movies also, Deliverance, there's also a documentary out right now about Burt Reynolds, who starred with you in that. And I guess Burt made a big deal about when he posed naked for Playboy. He thought that ruined his chances and everybody else's chances in a movie of getting an Oscar.
Yeah, Bert was always pursuing that Oscar, I think. And so he would think about that kind of thing. But he also was a wild guy, and he did what he did. I mean, he did that naked picture for Playgirl or whatever it was called. And he was having fun, you know. Bert was, I love Bert. Bert was fantastic. And in the film, as an actor, he was magnificent. So, you know.
Absolutely.
When you leave that film, you think it was Bert's film in many ways.
Yeah, and very underrated, I think. And just always a great sense of humor, smile on his face. I mean, just a cool guy.
Very talented guy. And also, like when he did Evening Shade, he came to a certain point in his career, and then he decided to do Evening Shade, this series on television, and he hired all of his buddies, Charlie Durning and several of his best friends to do the film, to do that series. And it was a successful series. It was a terrific series.
It was. I remember that.
And that was like a weekly thing. It was quite extraordinary. He was a big talent.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he also had this kind of this fun side. He was so, he's a playful guy and a great guy. I love Bert Reynolds.
You know, I think one of your most maybe underrated roles, or maybe people. I just appreciated it so much when you were in Ali and you played Howard Cosell, almost unrecognizable.
Yeah. Well, that was when Michael Mann called me up. He said, "What do you think about playing Howard Cosell?" And I have to give Michael credit for something. I don't know how he knew that I could play Howard Cosell. I knew I could play Howard Cosell because I knew I was as tall as Howard Cosell. I knew I was very good with makeup, and I knew it was, I could impersonate him without overdoing it. I loved Howard Cosell, and I loved Ali and Howard Cosell together. Those guys,
absolutely, right? And the best.
Yeah, it was. They turned each other on. These two guys.
Yes,
I mean Ali was not only, you know, the great boxer, he was also a great personality and a great kind of performer.
Absolutely.
And in order to do that, he had to have a partner. It was like Laurel and Hardy or something like that. Laurel wouldn't have been Laurel without Hardy, you know? So it was something like that. When those two got together, and it probably just happened because Howard wanted to interview him, and he said, okay, and they did it, and all of a sudden they found out they had this kind of crazy chemistry together.
I mean, and, it's like me and you.
Anyway, yeah, exactly. it was just on the tip of my tongue.
Did at any time during the making of Ali, did Will Smith ever try to slap you?
that's funny. Well, that's a tragic thing. I think that whole thing with Will and the slap. It goes back into his relationship, I think, with his mother and father. There were incidents as far as. Incidents in the home that he, you know, never got over, I think. That was, he talked about that in the book he wrote. So,
right.
So anyway, I think there was something, you know, a lot of heavy stuff going on at that time.
John, it's always a pleasure.
I enjoyed working with Will.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, man. Thank you so much for never slowing down. The new movie is called The Painter, and you can check it out right now. Thank you, John.
Great. God bless.
God bless you. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.